I want to ask you, how serious, we're talking about ISIS for the last couple of minutes here, how serious and how connected or disconnected do you see the challenges, for lack of a better word, that Ukraine or that are being presented inside of Ukraine?
Well, it's very serious, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because for the United States to be a global leader, mm-hmm. we have to have a very tight relationship with Europe. And we've held that relationship since 1949 when we established the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Mm-hmm. NATO's the bond. It's a security bond. Ukraine's not a member of NATO, but Ukraine's neighbors are members of NATO. And when they see Putin seizing the Crimea, saying he wants to come in to protect Russian people that are in there, and using military force and sneaking in these Spetsnaz snipers and other things to take those buildings, and he created all this. East Europeans, they've been around the block a couple of times. They've seen this movie before. They know. And they go back, you know, in history, and they say, well, this is kind of, sounds a lot like Hitler. This is the way Hitler got started. He got started by, he was very cautious, he was very circumspect, built up the army, occupied the Rhineland. Then he wanted to protect the rights of German-speaking people in Czechoslovakia. And Britain and France let him have it. And the next thing, his appetite got bigger. So people are worried about what that means for the rest of Europe. Putin's been threatening. He's been threatening the Baltic states. He's even sort of casually mentioned nuclear weapons. Well, that's a total no-go.
To those who think they just heard you, if ever so subtly, compare Putin to Hitler, how do you respond to that while you're sitting here?
Well, we don't know what Putin might become.
But Hitler, that's a strong...
But let's not find out,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We don't know what he might become. We don't know if he is going to move into Estonia or try to take Latvia next, but he's set the process in motion where he could. And they're both members of NATO. And if he moved against them, that would be like a declaration of war against NATO, which involves the United States, and we'd be at war.